This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, so you have to pardon me for a moment. I'm just getting onto Twitter for the first time, and I'm just promoting the fact that on air at the moment, the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Michael Harrison. So we are ready, and this is my first week as a Twitter person. You don't use Twitter much either, I don't think, do you, Michael?
I only do one tweet a week.
And that's about up close and far out.
It's up close and far out. Our podcast that I tweet the name of the guest on Tuesday mornings. I think Twitter is wonderful. I love Twitter. I love social media. But I have enough platforms as it is. I don't have this need to have every one of my thoughts out there.
Yeah.
But that's just me personally.
I don't really want to put my thoughts out. I just want to sort of put activity out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are on it. It helps to attract attention to what we're doing. Excuse me. So from that point
That's the biggest challenge all of us, and when I say us, I mean the listeners as well.
Yeah.
All of us, listeners, you, me, face in the 21st century digital age is to attract attention for the things that we want people to notice.
Yeah.
Because it's really kind of ironic in this new era. We all have access to everybody in the world, but so does everybody else.
Yeah.
So you have to really, really, wave flags and go, look at me. Look at me! I'm having Michael Harrison on my show, you know.
Right. Well, this is not my show. This is your show or our show, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, with a review of the top 10 stories of the week, according to research done by the folks that run Talkers Magazine. It's at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is. Also a list of the important people being discussed in News Talk Radio circles. So let's do our traditional, starting with the top stories, the top talk topics first, Michael.
Yeah, it's very interesting times. We have the Grammy nominations and National Football League action tied at number 10. At number 9, the Syrian civil war and the relationships between the United States and Russia. We have the Gatlinburg fires and the Oakland warehouse fire at number 8. Fires at number 8. The Dakota Access Pipeline issue at 7. Number 6, the Pentagon waste study scandal. At number 5, got a lot of attention, the 75th anniversary of the invasion of Pearl Harbor was this past week.
Mm-hmm.
We have at number 4, the Trump-Taiwan-China flap, which is a fascinating story. At number 3, the fake news concerns and the Pizzagate case. Number 2, the election recount efforts. And number 1 is the transition into the Trump administration and his cabinet nominations. Number 1, the top 10 people, Beyonce at number 10. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. Number 8, John Kelly and Andrew Pudzer. At number 6, Linda McMahon. Number 7, Linda McMahon. Number 6, Ben Carson. Number 5, Michael Flynn Jr. and Edgar Madison Welch. Number 4, Jill Stein and Hillary Clinton. Al Gore is at 3, Barack Obama's at 2, and of course Donald Trump is at number 1, where he will stay for the rest of the existence of the Milky Way galaxy.
Isn't it amazing? I said earlier on in the countdown hour that reviews with other hosts the whole business about fake news and Hillary Clinton this week. In her first post-election speech, spent most of it talking about fake news.
Yeah.
And the business about, one of the stories was that she was running some kind of a sex slave ring out of a pizza parlor in Washington.
Isn't that disgusting?
I find it, but
nothing would surprise me with that
credibility.
Nasty woman. From a pizza joint.
Oh, my God.
Sex slaves.
Yeah.
People believe it.
Well, they believe it because they want to.
Yes.
You see, it's like playing the music.
Because they seek victory as opposed to truth.
Yeah.
They want it to be true.
The
Let's get some dirt on the people we don't like.
Well, but that's how, I mean, because we have so much technology and so much focus on other people, there are those that they think this is entertaining. It's not unlike what we did when we were jocks, playing the hits from whatever genre. You played a different kind of music than I did as a jock, but under the circumstances, you were playing to the crowd what they wanted to hear.
Yeah, and I played Led Zeppelin, and you played me and you and a dog named Boo.
That's exactly right. The Cowsill family and the Partridge Show. That's, I was playing that way. You were doing AC/DC,
yes,
and Metallica and all that other stuff. So, anyway, but, you know, to look at what we are doing here, we're playing these people doing this stuff. They're just playing the hits. But is it dangerous? Mrs. Clinton is trying to make the point that it's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
And in what way is it dangerous?
A democracy to operate properly depends upon an educated populace. And for a society to operate short of insanity, we all have to have a basic common understanding of what is reality. Mm-hmm. If we all see reality as whatever we want it to be, the bonds that hold together society, which is never something to be taken for granted, we take it for granted, but it shouldn't be taken for granted, the society can break down and we could live in a very dark period of insanity.
Well, but we have that now, almost, in a sense. The mental health, this is a subtext to several different, actually, items that are in the top 10 this week. The subtext of wondering how it is that people, you know, this guy that was executed, a lot of people are talking about the fact that he was coughing and choking on the table and the gurney. And then you get back to, okay, what did he do? And his business, you know, he stayed on death row for all these years. What it doesn't focus on is the insanity of people doing what they've done in churches, in schools, these kids that shoot things up. Our society becoming numb because we don't learn basic values. And I'm not just talking about family values. I'm talking about educational items that address the specific needs of individuals, which the federal government, through its monetary policy in education, has ruined. We have lost, and this, I think, speaks to what you were just talking about, we don't have people who make good judgments about things. We don't understand what real news is because we aren't being taught in a circumstance where we ought to be teaching kids, especially if the public is paying for the teaching of these students, then they ought to really know what they need to know in order to survive and be healthy in the real world. But they aren't.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, and I think it could be summed up in one sentence. To ensure a better future, we have to have a better education system.
Yep.
And the education system is not good. And also, we do have to restore quality to public education.
Yep.
And I don't know if that can ever happen again. Because they don't have confidence in the government. Huh. Now everything that you don't agree with is biased. And if the government is running education, you can't. Then the government is biased, and people will find fault with that.
This whole bias thing
is a major, major problem.
Yep.
I advise people in our industry, in the news industry, the general journalism industry, if you want to have success in the future, you have to consider your credibility to be your most important asset. Credibility is going to be the asset that's going to define real news from fake news. Right now, with the internet still being the Wild West, people think, whoa, look at this website. They get the real answer. The New York Times is lying, but this is the real answer.
Right.
Well, the New York Times is lying. Huh?
There's a site called Truth Kings.
Yeah.
Using the word truth, some of the stuff is true and some of it's not.
Right.
I remember hearing Limbaugh for the first time say that the EIB network stands for the truth. Well, the truth to one person is not necessarily the truth to another person, and there's a difference between what people consider to be the truth and what the facts, F-A-C-T-S, are. And I think that's what you're talking about. We don't often know what the real facts are,
right?
Because everybody in the news media follows. They don't lead.
Yeah,
one
and they're afraid of being left out, and they're really not.
Right.
They're not seeking the truth. They're seeking victory. They don't want to be the second with the story. They rather put a retraction in.
A false story. Yeah.
Yeah,
16
yeah.
past the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People post all sorts of things on social media, from pictures of their children and pets, to advice on favorite restaurants, to comments about politics. But some government officials think that is a threat because people might post comments they find offensive. The founder of Facebook recently told the president of Germany that it would be easy for his website to block all comments critical of the government. If we look through the lens of liberty, we will see that is a very slippery slope. Facebook is a private company and can do what it chooses, but if websites start blocking free speech at the request of governments, one of our most cherished American principles will be in serious danger.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Did you know there's a vaccine that can prevent cancers caused by a virus called HPV?
It's human papillomavirus.
Dr. Greg Poland says the HPV inoculation will protect kids against genital warts and a host of cancers caused by the HPV virus.
Cervical cancer, labial cancer, vaginal cancer, anal cancer, penile cancers. It's just one after another.
The newest version of the HPV vaccine protects against 9 types of the virus. It's most effective when administered to preteens and teens who aren't yet sexually active.
Boys and girls between 9 and 15 really have great immune responses to this. They still respond between 15 and 26.
Dr. Poland says the HPV virus is widespread and everyone is at risk of infection.
Our only chance, since there is no cure for this, is to prevent the infection.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
All right, 19 after the hour. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with Doug Steffen on the countdown. There is a name that's not on the people list. I mention it because I think that John Glenn was a real American, a man that, you know, we talk about educational values. Well, here are human values. We misuse the word hero, I think, Michael. This guy was, and also a leader. That's what I take away from his exploits. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, John Glenn would be on the list had he given us the courtesy of dying a little earlier. I mean, everything revolves around our needs, right?
Of course, John. What the hell's the matter?
Don't you know when our deadline is? I mean, and I don't mean to be in any way disrespectful of John Glenn, but it's just, it's we do think that way. It's like, oh, gosh, this is happening on Friday. It's such a big story, but it's not. It wasn't talked about all week. John Glenn was an icon. Did you ever see the movie The Right Stuff?
Yep.
Wasn't that a great movie? That was such a cool movie.
Very wonderful movie.
And what's his name? That great actor that played, he's played everybody. I'm blanking on his name. The guy that played John Glenn was wonderful. Ed Harris.
Ed Harris. Right.
Great actor.
Yeah, and he did. He looked the part almost.
And he looked like McCain.
Hairline. Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, passing of John Glenn, important 21 after the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we got 23 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, overviewing what's going on. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is heard on a lot of fine radio stations, like the Talk Station, KDNZAM. It's 1250 on the dial, along with its sister station, KCMZ, 1650 on the dial in Waterloo and Cedar Falls, Iowa. Thank you for listening and paying attention to what's going on in the world of the news talk radio. This is a tradition. It's been on the air for almost as long as Talkers Magazine has been in existence, which is 26 years.
27 years. This show has been on the air for 26 years, Doug.
Yeah. There it goes.
Isn't that amazing?
Almost. I'm in my 28th year, 29th year. What am I? The 29th year of doing Good Day.
Yeah. I started this show when I was 3 years old.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
There's a very interesting, the sidelight of technology and how it's affecting the conversation on the air. How many times do you listen to a talk radio program, Michael, where the host goes to Twitter, goes to Facebook, maybe goes to Instagram, and it gets comments from people? It used to be the phones, but now it's much more oriented, I find, in listening. I was kind of startled the other day listening to one of the programs here in Boston, and it's, you don't have, I mean, there are live callers, but it's more quick comments from people. Hey, Fred in Revere says that today should be Thursday. You know, okay, good. Thanks, Fred.
I disagree with that.
You do.
No,
with
but
what I said, or
no, what Fred
way.
Says. What Fred? I don't think it should be Thursday. But I'm kidding. In all seriousness, the telephone is no longer the main way people communicate.
No.
And there's two things at play. One, people don't turn to the phone as the main way to communicate. They turn to their keyboard. And two, being on the radio is not as big a novelty anymore for listeners because they have their own platforms where they are able to exercise their egos and their opinions, called their
choices.
Facebook page,
yeah, right,
and their Twitter account.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what Trump is doing with Twitter is a marvelous example of a watershed change in our culture. Whether he uses it well or he doesn't use it well, history will tell. But the fact that he uses it the way he does is not something to be looked at as his peculiarity or an anomaly or something weird. What he's doing is a sign of the times going forward.
Yep. And the impact it has. I mean, you look at some of the things that are a part of social media. Now, you notice this week that Facebook and Microsoft and Twitter and YouTube made a joint statement that indicates a shared database of terrorist content. They are going to use their technology that they have to watch what is what's being put out on their various sites, and then track anybody who uses the tools there. With whatever hashes or hashtags they would have. I don't know. You know, I'm not an expert in this thing, but I find it interesting that they're going to use their own technology to do something that they've been called upon to do before, but they have refused to do it.
Yeah, well, you know, it borderlines on First Amendment privacy, et cetera.
Yep.
But,
yep.
There
isn't any privacy anymore.
Terrorist activity is one thing. Terrible activity is another. Both infringe on First Amendment rights if we police it too heavily. Mm-hmm. Again, education. I don't want fake news sites to be banned. I don't want necessarily the truth police, you know, taking you off Facebook. I want people smart enough to realize it's nonsense.
Mm-hmm. And that's what, go back to what we were talking about with regard to education before.
Right.
A lot of hosts ought to just be, this is one of those things that you take your shoe off and you pound it on the table about. Education, because the smarter people are, the better they'll be as contributors to your program. I mean, it's very self-serving, frankly, to look at it that way. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here, 28 past the hour.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
After the hour, this is the weekly talk radio review of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A week would not be complete in the news talk radio world without your getting the insight that Michael Harrison has put into this list, the stories, the people, the work that's done every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine, at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. The Grammy nominations seem to have been somewhat controversial. I don't know how closely you follow that. I found it interesting to have so many people, wow, look at that song, that's so old. We go back to our disc jockey. People talk about it, so old, it's 3 months old. Oh, no, that shouldn't be in the list. It's really interesting how every you were talking about certain things that have changed. You know, since we were music people on the air, even though we played in different formats, there was a lot of predictability. But because of social media, because of technology, there's nothing in this stuff. There were names there that I never heard of, and I thought, okay, these are younger singers, and I asked the staff, the people that are on the air with me on my weekday program, they never heard of a couple of these people either.
Yeah, well, that actually has happened over the years. I remember following the Grammys. I used to do the National Grammys radio show. As a matter of fact, I invented it. It still exists, and I've moved on. Yeah, I used to broadcast year after year for a long time from backstage at the Grammys. And I remember there were always newcomers that came along, and people said, who is that? And they'd be the big new star, and then they would either connect or they would disappear. But what you're referring to today is that there's a fractured popular culture because of social media and frankly, the demise of music radio. Gosh, I shouldn't say that publicly, but yeah. It's the truth, and I have to say it. Music radio is no longer the primary place that people go to for what's called music discovery. It's just not the driving force in the music industry anymore, and there's no common popular culture regarding music. It's tribes. It's all fractured. So, yeah, most of us don't know what the rest of us know, and the rest of us don't know what most of us know. It's everybody's isolated in their own little bubble, and there are no really big musical movements going on. And, you know, I always say, and again, I'm not being nostalgic, I'm being accurate. If the music industry and the radio industry operated back in the early 60s the way it operates now in the United States, we would have missed the British invasion. We would have missed the Beatles. It would never have happened because there is no room anymore for anything to connect across cultural lines, and nobody's looking for anything new. There's a terrible fear in corporate media of trying anything that's outside the box, to use a cliche.
Yeah, well, and that's that just goes around. It's all of culture. I think you're right. Yeah. And speaking of culture, part of our modern culture is our interest in sports. Number 10 on the story list is usually what's going on in sports talk radio discussion of the
NFL.
Not
what's going on in sports talk radio. It's what's being talked about sports on news talk radio.
Well, okay. All right. There we go.
It's an important difference.
Difference,
please.
Yes. I saw that Andre Johnson, I know you're a big football fan. Mm-hmm. He's 6'3", ran the 40 in 4.41 seconds, seven-time NFL pro bowler. He's his claim to fame at the moment is playing Santa Claus to a group of children in Houston. I thought that was kind of cool. He put on a Santa Claus outfit and went to a Toys R Us, and a lot of people didn't know it was him. And he let the children sit in his lap. You know, the kinds of things the reason I bring this up is because there's so much negative about a lot of these. There's one of these other guys that's accused of unmentionable things, again, getting off because they haven't got the evidence. And what it looks like is this guy, I forget his name, is the number one linebacker for Dallas or something. And, you know, they don't want him to be indicted until the season's over. So they can't come up with evidence now, and looks like they may. I think they're 11-1. Wasn't Dallas 11-1? I remember seeing that.
Dallas is. I think they're 11-1 right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
They got the best record. Believe it or not, the Cowboys have the best record in the NFL, and the Patriots are at 10-2.
Yeah. All right. So then they might. Those two teams might make it to the Super Bowl.
Very likely.
There's one. I can't remember his name. It's not Andre. It's Ezekiel, that's it. Ezekiel,
he's the running back, a tremendous rookie. They got two great rookies there. They got him and they got the Prescott, the quarterback.
So it looks to me like he may have raped some girl, and they're investigating it. But the investigation has slowed down. Gee, I wonder why. Because they need him to play football until the end of the season. You know, that
you
kind
think,
of stuff.
You think that really is why the investigation has slowed down?
Are you kidding? What, you don't think that the owners of the Dallas Cowboys can have some influence on local police or the district attorney or whatever?
Well, remember what happened with Aaron Hernandez and the New England Patriots?
Yeah.
This
yes.
great player suddenly was the Patriots fired him within one nanosecond of him being investigated for murder.
But he wasn't as important to the team as this guy Ezekiel is to Dallas.
That's
would you
questionable.
Agree?
No.
You think?
How
you think he was that important?
I think that he was extremely important. Yeah.
Or do you think politics is different than in Massachusetts than it might be in Texas when it comes to this? After all, there's a lot of focus on football here in the Patriots, but it isn't like a religion in Texas and California. I mean, Texas, Florida, Ohio. It's like a religion.
That's an interesting question. That would make for a wonderful conversation on a sports talk station. I don't have the answer to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm not going to tell you my opinion because it's not based in fact. But you bring up an interesting question. Is Texas politics more corrupt than Massachusetts. I don't know. Massachusetts is proud of its high level of corruption.
I was going to say.
I mean,
Massachusetts. The guy who was the president of the Senate, what is it, Sal DiMassi, just got out of jail. He went to jail for five years for taking bribes.
As a person who lives in New England for many years, I have to say we're proud of our tradition of gangsters and corruption here. Yeah. I don't know whether the Dallas corruption is greater than ours.
Yeah. It's good talk radio conversation, however.
It is, though. Yeah, no.
All right,
no,
but we so concentrate on the negative, I thought I'd pull out a couple of stories that are from the NFL that are worth conversation on a news talk radio station. One of them is Andre Johnson playing Santa Claus. The other one is the Golden State Warriors players and coaches stepping up to donate a lot of dough to the Oakland fire relief efforts.
Yes.
I thought that was a very cool class.
You know, the funny thing about sports in a nutshell is there are a lot of scoundrels and lowlifes making millions of dollars playing sports, but
yep.
that doesn't mean that there also aren't
all
some
scoundrels.
Really good guys playing
yep.
in sports who give to the community.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, we're going to pause for a moment here. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. I want to bring up another radio personality, a lady who has... I say allegedly, and I don't even know that I mean this nicely because I don't particularly care for this person, but that's my own bias. We'll talk about her and her father and what's going on, why it is because she claims to be one of us, let's put it that way. And so we'll talk about what she's into. Plus, I want to get the scoop on what's on Up Close and Far Out, the podcast that Michael does every week. A very interesting character on this. I don't know if character is the right word. Personality is better, right, you think, for this person that you interviewed?
Yeah, and I mean, we're all characters. But,
right.
He's a fascinating personality and
right.
articulate and wonderful. We'll talk about it.
Now, let's underscore and review again the people list. On the Talkers Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen, starting at number 10. Arguably, it could be either Beyonce or John Glenn. Vladimir Putin is at number 9. John Kelly and Andrew Pudser, two appointees. As a matter of fact, a number of people on the list here on the countdown this week are appointees. Linda McMahon, Ben Carson, Edgar Madison Welch. And then the controversy about Michael Flynn Jr. Apparently, he's some kind of a turkey. So he's on this list as well. They don't have to be good people to be on the list. They just have to, it's like the Time Magazine Man of the Year. Doesn't have to be somebody special and good, just someone that changed the face of what's going on in our country. Donald Trump's number 1 again on the people list. Obama's number 2. Al Gore's number 3. And Hillary Clinton is number 4. All right, so that's the story, the people list. Here for you to consider on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People post all sorts of things on social media, from pictures of their children and pets, to advice on favorite restaurants, to comments about politics. But some government officials think that is a threat, because people might post comments they find offensive. The founder of Facebook recently told the president of Germany that it would be easy for his website to block all comments critical of the government. If we look through the lens of liberty, we will see that is a very slippery slope. Facebook is a private company and can do what it chooses, but if websites start blocking free speech at the request of governments, one of our most cherished American principles will be in serious danger.
Go to lensofliberty.org.
You won't believe what you hear.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Did you know there's a vaccine that can prevent cancers caused by a virus called HPV?
It's human papillomavirus.
Dr. Greg Poland says the HPV inoculation will protect kids against genital warts and a host of cancers caused by the HPV virus.
Cervical cancer, labial cancer, vaginal cancer, anal cancer, penile cancers. It's just one after another.
The newest version of the HPV vaccine protects against 9 types of the virus. It's most effective when administered to preteens and teens who aren't yet sexually active.
Boys and girls between 9 and 15 really have great immune responses to this. They still respond between 15 and 26.
Dr. Poland says the HPV virus is widespread and everyone is at risk of infection.
Our only chance, since there is no cure for this, is to prevent the infection.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Talk Radio Countdown with a review of the top stories. Doug Steffen here, starting at number 10. As usual, the Grammy nominations and some of the names that nobody ever heard of before on that list of potential winners. Number 9, what's going on in the Middle East? The Russians now seem to be softening their positions there. That's a question, kind of, not really a statement. Number 8, the fires, Gatlinburg and Oakland. Number 7, the Dakota Access Pipeline issue. Number 6, the Pentagon waste scandal. Number 5, Pearl Harbor's 75th anniversary. Number 4, Trump calling the president of Taiwan, and now the Chinese not happy about that. Number 3, the problems with fake news. Number 2, the election recount, and that coming to a grinding halt. And the number 1 item, as you might expect, Donald Trump, his transition team, who's being nominated for cabinet positions. We're at 46 past the hour now. With Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on Casey Kasem's daughter, Carrie, who has tried to get jobs as a talk host. She did a weekend pet show for a while. And in my opinion, she has traded on her father's good name to become a celebrity. And the latest in this whole thing, she went after her stepmother, who wouldn't let the kids see Casey when he was dying. I don't understand why she wouldn't, but the legal battle gave Carrie became the spokesperson for her 3 sisters, and then, you know, went on to get a lot of attention. She's got a show on the Reels cable channel coming out called Autopsy, The Last Hours of Casey Kasem. It'll be on the air. I think it actually starts this weekend. Mm. So, anyway, we've both known her. My mother said, don't say anything if you don't have anything good to say, so I'll leave it to you to tell us the story behind the story, Michael, if you have strong feelings about it.
I don't. Carrie Kasem is, I've never had a problem with her. She, you know, she's on the lighter side of talk radio and talk media. She's in the, you know, the gossip side. Yeah. You know, celebrity gossip and pop culture. She's had a number of jobs. She bounces around from thing to thing. She's a strikingly good looking woman, and she plays upon that. She's appeared in Maxim magazine. You know, she's I don't believe there are any sex tapes of her out there, but she's a sexy person who plays upon that. And she was very involved in the legal aspect of what happened in terms of the fight between her and her stepmother over the care and access to her father, Casey Kasem, who is suffering from a form of dementia. Mm. And is buried somewhere, what, Norway?
Norway.
Carrie is she's a celebrity, and she's part of that genre. I kind of think of her as a form of Kim Kardashian in terms of the style. Mm. But Carrie is not stupid. She's articulate, mm, hardworking, And I don't know her personally enough. I've met her several times, and I know people for whom she's worked. I don't know her well enough to be able to say anything of substance about the truth behind the problem that she had with her stepmother and that case.
All right. Then let's give some substance for 30 seconds to the up-close and far conversation you had with Graham Mack this week.
Graham Mack is a great broadcaster in Britain. He and I had a wonderful transatlantic conversation about Trump and Brexit from both sides' points of view. And it's very interesting hearing the British point of view on Trump. Yeah. And it's also very interesting learning more from the ground level of Brexit, and they're related.
Yeah, they are related. You're right. All right, so always check out the podcast Michael has, Up Close and Far Out, at talkers.com or upcloseandfarout.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we are continuing with a focus on the legal aspects of some of the stories on the Chalkers list. Good, Doug. The Talkers Countdown list. And chuckling in the background is His Eminence and legal expert Stephen J.J. Wiseman here to work through his thoughts on a couple of these things. Number 8 on the countdown this week, Steve, is the story of the fires in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Two teenage boys have been arrested for setting the fire. I think 19 people are dead. 17,000 homes or businesses have been basically ruined the town of Gatlinburg. So what do they do? These kids are underage, and they're trying to figure out whether to charge them as adults. It appears more and more, it looks like the fires were set. So what do you do with in this circumstance? I mean, don't they deserve to have the book thrown at them?
Very well may. You know, we don't know exactly how old they are or what the circumstances. And, you know, the juvenile law system around the country was originally put in that they were not, they were children in need of services and rehabilitation. And we actually will keep secret juvenile records so that they can get on with their lives. But there are exceptions and there are changes. And regardless of what Father Flanagan once said, there are some bad boys. And so the courts are able in certain serious cases, if they feel that the kids are not amenable to going through the juvenile justice system appropriately, of treating them as adults. And you have this in murder cases. We have had that in murder cases. This, as an arson, still could actually be a murder, an arson, a manslaughter case. And I think there'll be a lot of pressure to investigate this thoroughly to see if indeed they should be tried as adults. And I think there's a good chance that they, if they are teenagers, indeed, that they will be.
All right. Let's go to that Oakland warehouse fire and the now rattling around. The relatives of the people who were killed want to sue the city because there hadn't been an inspector in the joint for 30 years. We all know that most the towns, counties, they only react. They don't act. They don't usually go around checking unless there's some complaint. But apparently there have been a lot of complaints filed against the owner of this building. So who's going to end up taking it in the chin here other than the people who have lost their lives?
Yeah, the people who've lost their lives, there certainly will be actions against the owners of the property in regard to perhaps even criminal negligence and wrongful death. As far as the governmental requirements, you know, there rarely are instances that we can sue the government effectively for not doing their job. If we could, my God, we'd be in court constantly as far as government not doing their job. And so I think they're going to have a hard time turning this into a criminal action or even a civil action against the various agencies that should have, could have been investigating this. That's going to be difficult. But we're going to see a lot of lawsuits, and we're going to see some changes in how the regulations are enforced as a result of this.
In terms of your other specialty, Steve runs the Scamicide.com website, which informs you about the dangers of certain scams. Online identity theft during the holidays, got to be numero uno here, Steve.
This is one, and, you know, particularly, I saw a figure as many as like 55% of people are doing their shopping online.
Yep.
And it's terrific. It can be safe. And, you know, in the store, someone can grab your credit card and throw it through a skimmer and steal your number. Above all, you don't use public Wi-Fi and your smartphone to be shopping unless you have encryption and good software, security software on there, but even then, don't use the public Wi-Fi. Make sure you're going to legitimate websites and not one that just is a copy. And there are a number of different websites that you can use to take the URL that you've got and find out exactly who owns it. So you find out, yeah, I think I'm shopping at Barnes & Noble, but it turns out you're shopping at someplace else.
Yeah, at Mafurski's parlor shop. One of the things, we've got this focus on fake news and now becoming a really big thing. There are fake sites that have been plaguing people a lot longer than the fake news issue.
They've been out there a lot longer. They're very effective. You got to be careful when you put in what you think is the correct address that you don't get sent to a phony one that steals your info.
Yeah, I mean, the way they do it is so good. It's so clean. It looks so much like what the real sites do. You really sometimes can't tell the difference. So it's almost impossible for you not to get seduced, if you will, in some way, shape, or form. So check all this stuff out at Steve's website, which is Scamicide.com. Thank you, Steve. It's 59 past the hour on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. 937.